In a moment, Mrs. Brandt had joined them and greeted Steve cordially. Then the young agent got serious. "I was only partly joking when I said I wanted to take over Spindrift. I really do, in a way. Here's why. We've had a team of scientists working on a project that's of the greatest importance to national defense. There were four in the team, all top-notchers. Hartson, I'm sure you'll know some, if not all of them, by reputation." Steve removed the ammunition clip from his submachine gun and sighted through the barrel, then let the bolt ram home with a sharp clip. "It was my job to guard the project. As you know, I had to go to the Virgin Islands. But I left one of my best men in charge, and he did his job thoroughly. I'm satisfied about that. No unknown person has been near the project office, and no unknowns have been in close contact with any of the team. Yet, two of them are in the hospital."
"Sick or wounded?" Scotty asked.
"Neither, really. We don't know what's wrong. Their minds suddenly ceased to function." Hartson Brand leaned forward.
"You mean they're unconscious?"
Steve shook his head.
"And not in the usual sense. It's as though all their thoughts and memories had suddenly been scrambled. Did you ever see a teletype machine in operation, particularly one that suddenly went haywire?"
Rick had.
"The news machine did that over at the Whiteside Morning Record. It was typing out clear copy, then suddenly there wasn't anything but gibberish."
"That's it," Steve agreed. "And it's the best analogy I can think of for what happened to the two scientists. When a teletype goes haywire, one moment everything is clear and perfect, the next everything is scrambled. All the letters are there, but they no longer make words. The scientists talk words, common everyday words, but the words don't make thoughts or sentences, just sounds."
"How awful," Mrs. Brandt murmured.
Barbie looked horrified. Rick searched his memory for anything similar he had ever read about or heard of, but there was nothing. From the expressions on their faces, his father and Scotty were equally puzzled.
"Well, even though I have absolutely no evidence of foul play, I decided not to take chances," Steve went on. "I got one of the scientists to go along with my plan. He shares my concerns simply on the basis that no known disease would affect human beings in this way. And two scientists of the same team being stricken with an unknown ailment is too much coincidence."
"He's wise," Hartson Brandt agreed.
"He also has a family. The other scientist does not. He's a crusty old bachelor who thinks the whole thing is nonsense and insists on staying right where he is."
"How do we fit in?" Scotty asked. "You said you needed all of us."
"That's right. I want to relocate the project at Spindrift.